Saudara pendengar, rantai supermarket Woolworths dituduh berlaku tidak adil, mendiskriminasikan pelanggan yang membeli susu formula secara online. 3 pelanggan warga Cina Australia menuntut permintaan maaf dari Woolworths setelah pesanan mereka dibatalkan dan akun mereka dengan perusahaan itu ditangguhkan. Woolworths melakukan hal itu karena muncul kekhawatiran formula bayi yang dikirim ke Cina akan memicu kekurangan produk itu di Australia. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut. Klaim yang diajukan oleh warga Sydney, Adrian Cheng, Reginald Dong, dan Sarah Kong berhubungan dengan apa yang mereka katakan insiden terpisah yang melibatkan rantai supermarket Woolworths yang terjadi bulan lalu. Mereka telah menuduh Woolworths membatalkan pesanan online mereka untuk formula bayi dan menangguhkan rekening nasabah mereka. Pengacara Liu Kingsley mengatakan kliennya percaya mereka telah didiskriminasikan.
They think it could possibly be on the basis of their names. All their names are Asian. The position is that they're in, that they are disturbed about the response they've had from Woolworths and the treatment that they think that they've got, that they think it's unfair.
Keluhan tersebut muncul di tengah kekhawatiran terjadinya kekurangan susu formula bayi di Australia yang sebagian dikaitkan dengan permintaan yang tinggi produk itu oleh China. Tahun lalu, Woolworths membatasi pembelian susu formula bayi, yaitu 4 kaleng maksimum per transaksi per pelanggan. Sementara saingannya Coles hanya memperbolehkan 2 kaleng saja. Sarah Kong telah mengajukan keluhan kepada Komisi Hak Asasi Manusia, sementara Cheng dan Dong menerima nasihat hukum tentang bagaimana melanjutkan keluhan mereka itu. Pengacara Liu Kingsley mengatakan ia menangani kasus itu secara pro bono atau gratis dan meminta tanggapan dari Woolworths atas nama kliennya itu.
I would like to get an answer, and I think if the answer is the right sort of answer and it's transparent, I think that may settle the matter.
Woolworths telah mengirimkan pernyataannya kepada SBS sebagai berikut.
Orders are automatically flagged when they fit a pattern associated with breaching terms and conditions. Customer names are not checked. We have seen multiple examples of customers trying to breach the limits we have in place in our stores. In some cases, we suspend accounts pending a confirmation that the order fits within our terms and conditions.
Mengenai pembatalan pesanan online serta penutupan akun pelanggan, rantai supermarket itu mengatakan bahwa memang kadang-kadang terjadi kesalahan dalam hal tersebut.
A very small proportion of orders that are cancelled subsequently turn out to be legitimate, and those orders are reinstated. Woolworths apologizes to those customers that are cancelled in error.
Kingsley Lee mengatakan kliennya memesan formula itu sesuai aturan yang telah ditetapkan oleh Woolworths, dan sampai saat ini akun mereka masih belum dipulihkan. Ia menambahkan bahwa ia tidak percaya bahwa insiden itu tidak berkaitan dengan asal-usul bangsa kliennya.
It would seem, as I spoke to one of the clients today, it was a little surprising because she's got an IT background, that first of all, that every time she got on and spoke to customer service, they actually asked what was her order number, her name and address. So there is probably no way that they couldn't have not known who they're talking with.
Erin Chu dari kelompok penasihat Asian Australian Alliance percaya kasus ini mencerminkan masalah yang lebih luas.
People make their own judgments. Obviously, me personally, I would feel that. And I think in society as a whole, there is a sense of xenophobia. Anything to do with Chinese or China, there is that xenophobia anyway.